Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Tyler Gilruth continues revealing shocking connections between America's founding fathers and the mysteries of alien life. We thank our God upon every remembrance of you, in all our prayers for all of you, always in every prayer of ours for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Just as Apostle Paul was financially supported by the loyal and generous Philippian church, your partnership in the gospel has brought Southwest Radio Ministries and Watchmen on the Wall through wars around the world, the Great Depression, 9/11, and the upheavals of the recent years around the globe. We are now in one of the toughest financial seasons this ministry has seen, and your support, your regular support, is needed now more than ever. Would you commit to supporting Southwest Radio Church monthly if you don't already? Becoming a faithful friend with a monthly gift will allow us to budget for operational costs and new projects as the Lord leads the staff here, just as you do at home. You can begin giving monthly by simply visiting our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Will you stand with us every month? Please begin your monthly giving today. 1-800-652-1144. We truly thank our God on every remembrance of your faithfulness, as well as His great daily faithfulness. May His provision and our faithful service continue until the day of Christ. Now, here's today's host, Micah Van Hus.
Welcome to the program today. I'm your host, Micah Van Hus. I host Marginal Mysteries here at Southwest Radio Ministries. And today we are continuing our discussion with Tyler Gilruth on his book, The Liberty Code. How are you today, Tyler?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be back with you, Micah. Enjoyed our previous discussion. Can't wait to dive deeper into this with you.
A beautiful day here in East Tennessee, as we both are in the eastern half of Tennessee. Last time we talked about all kinds of fascinating topics, the different life on other planets possibility, the reason for God coming, and the founders of our country talking about life on other planets. Fascinating discussion. That's mainly chapter one in your book on the gentleman who is writing and talking with George Washington at the man's funeral. But let's start this next episode talking about what are these UAPs, these UFOs, and these aliens. So behind the UFO phenomenon, are these beings truly from another planet, or are they entities from another realm?
Well, that is the million-dollar question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I try to follow the evidence. What are we experiencing today? I think we have to separate and put in two different boxes what is possible and what is actually happening. What is possible is that, as we talked about in our last segment, that God can make life on other planets if He so chooses.
Mm-hmm.
That is certainly possible. But the question is that what we are experiencing on planet Earth right now? In my book, I set out to investigate that question mark. I come away with overwhelming evidence that what we are experiencing, the phenomenon that is interacting with people on this earth, allegedly, and all of the historical touch points with the phenomenon over the past several decades, is that this is not ET from another planet, but this is a interdimensional being who, with total impunity, can come in and out of our airspace, our planet, have human interaction. And the most disturbing, Micah, part of this entire phenomenon that screams demonic is the abduction phenomenon. We have to say allegedly, because all we can do is listen to the testimony of men and women who allegedly have been abducted and returned to their life. Many of these people, after they have their memories jogged by talking to various therapists and have regressions, they begin to remember things that supposedly happened to them when they were taken or abducted. And many of these people suffer from, obviously, depression. Women suffer from gynecological issues. There are implants, supposed implants, that are placed in people now. There is evidence that that is true. You have people such as Luis Elizondo, who was in charge of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP, which was under the umbrella of ALSAP. He basically said he held one in his hands. Okay. So you have testimony like that coming out, and there is just a lot of negative visitation related to this abduction phenomenon. It starts oftentimes in adolescent years. It runs in families, and it causes terrible chaos in people's lives. There is just so, for that reason and many more reasons, this is screaming demonic. That, in conjunction with my previous studies on the angelic realm and the happenings before the flood with the watchers and women producing the Nephilim, you have genetic manipulation happening there, according to the Dead Sea Scroll material, according to Genesis 6, 1 through 4, for that matter. And there's even testimony now that there is rumors on the Hill in Washington that even now, secretly within our government, there is a communion between basically these entities and their victims for the purposes of the mixing of genetics, genetic manipulation. And so I try to investigate all the facets and corners of the universe, so to speak, on this topic. And yes, it does indicate and point very strongly to that what we are experiencing is an infestation from the angelic realm.
And not only do I agree with you, but Freemasonry and the Rosicrucians also agree that the mixing of the DNA of the spiritual and the physical will take place, and then obviously likely is taking place today. My question for you is, are these entities, are they creating human hybrids? And if so, to what end?
Yeah, great question. What is their manifesto? What is their reasoning and why? And I do speculate with that somewhat. And quite frankly, we don't know. We don't have all the answers on that, but we can speculate. Is it for Armageddon purposes? There's some indications that that would make sense if that were the case. Is it just to infiltrate the seed line of Adam once again? You know, something they did in Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 4, something that happened again, according to that passage, Genesis 6, 1 through 4. There were giants in those days and also afterward. We do know there was punishment divvied out by the God of the Bible for that. What may be happening now is a technicality to where they are not copulating necessarily with women, but if there is a more scientific approach, a more sterile approach, or a more hands-off approach as far as not actually copulating with human women, then perhaps they see that their punishment might not be immediate. I've wrestled a lot with this possibility and why it's happening. Is it the case? Again, this seems really far out there. If all of this is true, all the allegations are true, the whistleblowers and the government testimony that's coming out, if what the abductees are saying is true, then we have to go there mentally. And so, you know, is it the case that these hybrids act as basically body suits for the spirits themselves to walk around among us, oftentimes undetected because they appear like normal humans? Are they infiltrating our government at the deepest levels? Well, if they did, that would be a repetition of the Tower of Babel scene where these spirits led the nations astray into darkness. Is that what is happening again? We can extrapolate that into many different directions. I feel that a lot of these answers, as time ticks on, will become even clearer and they'll crystallize compared to where we are now.
I agree with you. And so let's get into the next point. Could UFO sightings be setting the stage for a greater end times deception?
I think we were right on time with that. I think this is the ultimate end game. I feel like the UAP UFO phenomenon poses the single greatest threat to Christian faith that I know of. I mean, Paul warned about the great falling away, this great abandonment of faith that would occur. across the globe. There's not many things I can think of, Micah, that could cause a global apostasy of the church than something cosmic like this. You know, COVID didn't do it. COVID, that was global, but that didn't cause people to leave Christ over it. Now, granted, some, maybe their faith was a little weakened. Maybe they stopped worshiping God. I mean, we can look at that, but by and large, most people I know that were Christians before COVID are still Christians. That didn't do it. Usually in times of great war, people run to their faith, right? Yeah. We've seen that in various world wars. We see that, we feel that within our bones even now, as we recently bombed Iran. People are nervous about that, but they get very spiritual. We saw that on 9/11, where we were attacked. Faith in America had a resurgence. None of these things have really ever caused man to leave their faith in vast numbers. The president or a high government official making a exclamatory statement that we are not alone, we are being visited.
Now you're setting up a scenario where aliens return or aliens come and many people are deceived, the great deception or disclosure. This also happened in the past, a similar event, and it was the antediluvian world with the knowledge of the watchers. And what did we see? People started worshiping other gods. We have gods, and also a little bit after the Tower of Babel, people worshiping all kinds of different gods. But in this modern scenario, if quote-unquote aliens suddenly return, we know they're spiritual, demonic, or fallen angels, they say, oh, you have cancer? Well, worship us, and we will cure your cancer. Oh, you have all these wars across the world? Worship us, we will be your gods, and we will stop these wars. And that's actually an old message from the knowledge of the watchers in the antediluvian world, and again, somewhat after the Tower of Babel. But it also sets up an interesting thought, an interesting scenario about bigotry and how we as Christians are called bigots today with the homosexual movement and other things going on. If you don't allow this person in your church, you're a bigot. Well, imagine the scenario if all of a sudden aliens, you know, they start living among us, they want to come to church, we know them as demons, and so we're called a bigot if we speak up against a demon sitting in our church. It sets up all kinds of interesting scenarios.
It really does. Should we baptize an alien? Right. I mean, that's kind of what you're hinting
at
here.
The Pope said a few years ago he would, if it had green tentacles or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Going back to the watchers, I want people to understand, Micah, that what is happening now has happened before. It's happened many times over, and it goes back again to that original. The fallen angels or the watchers, the sons of God, the B'nai Elohim, they are the original false teachers. That is why the book of Jude uses those angels that are locked under gloomy chains of darkness in the days of Noah as the archetype or the blueprint for the false teachers that were in the church in Jude's day. That is what is happening now, I believe, is that in the end of times, Earth is being set up once again to receive these false teachers. It goes back to, again, what was their message? Well, the serpent's message was, whatever God says, it's not going to happen. And you can supersede, you can be his guides, and you can supersede yourself. The watcher's message was, let us share with you higher knowledge. And they did that with astrological means. They did that with weapons. They did that with, obviously, the religions that would transpire from that. They did that with forbidden mixtures of entities, you know, producing the Nephilim, which the spirits of the Nephilim, according to Dead Sea Scroll material, are demons that Jesus fought and wrestled with. Fast forward in time, we are in the end of time. What's happened before is now happening again. It is a cycle with these beings. They continue to retool and recycle the same modalities of deception that they have been using for thousands of years. We, me and you, and our listeners, have not lived for thousands of years. And so unless somebody has done some investigation into ancient history, pre-flood history, in post-flood history, they might not be familiar with the schemes of the devil, as Jesus and others would put it. We are primed and ready as a civilization to receive a grand cosmic deception more now than ever. And there are elements within our government. There are factions who are opposing one another, and shouting different diatribe back and forth. Some in the government see and recognize this as demonic. They are called different things in different eras. Today, they're called the Collins Elite. These are deep Pentagon officials. Luis Elizondo said this in his book, Imminent, that just came out recently. Going back to the 40s and the 50s, you had a secretive group in the government called Majestic 12. Majestic M stands for, well, Majestic, and then J stands for Jehovah. The 12 is representative of the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. They saw themselves as important as the 12 apostles. That secrecy group has been in place for decades now, going back to, again, even around the Eisenhower time and before. There are various factions in our government that have been pulling the strings in the shadows, some for evil and some for good. Even now, as we talk, inside the Trump administration, there are discussions being had with various members of the cabinet of how to deal with this issue. One of the most important figures in all of this is Marco Rubio. He has been given prominence by President Trump and holds various positions that are important. And he, I'm told, is one of the key figures that is being read into some of these deep black budget secrets, because the allegations are that millions of dollars have been embezzled to study this topic secretly for decades. And so now there is a multi-front war within our government about embezzlement of money, lying to Congress, not being transparent with even some of the presidents that have been asked to be brief on this topic, things that go against our Constitution. You have private aerospace companies that have been given some of these supposed crafts by the CIA and factions of our government, the DOD, because they cannot be FOIA'd if they work with a third party. And technically, the third party, like Lockheed Martin of the world, Raytheon, people like that, if they are in possession of the craft, these companies want to come clean. But now there will be lawsuits because there has been given advantageous situations and advantages to certain companies, not other companies. Now there will be lawsuits that come from this. This type of technology is a threat to our energy market across the world, how we get energy, petroleum market, etc. It is a very convoluted and complicated issue that is bubbling to the surface, and it will come to the surface. It will not be hidden forever, and we are living in that disclosure time.
We've already talked about how can Christians be ready for the disclosure, but I want to talk about that just a little more. It's a common question that I get asked a lot, and I would guess that you get asked as well. Why is it important to study the weird stuff in the Bible? Well, Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So my question for you is, how can we as Christians be ready for the disclosure that is coming, and how should believers engage or resist these entities?
We can be ready by, Scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That is what is happening now, and the way you reverse that is to get knowledgeable on the topic. That's why I wrote my book. I wanted to help give a framework of the topic out there. Now, my book's not the only one on the topic. There are others, but get knowledgeable on it. Study about the supernatural world of the Bible. Study the history of the UFO topic. Look for the linkages. Look at eschatology. Look in Revelation, Bible prophecy. All these things are important to get a good handle on what the impending crisis in which many Christians will find themselves. That is something everybody can do now. A lot of this is free online. You can watch great videos and whatnot, or you can buy books such as mine. You can do an array of different things. But one thing that you can't afford to do, especially if you're in a church leadership position, you can't afford to not do anything. You can't afford to put your head in the sand and to be dismissive of this topic any longer. The days of ridicule really are over. Consensus reality is about to hit the fan. That's about to make people be forced into studying this topic. That is something that Christians can do now. How do you fight off these entities? How do you fight off the devil? I mean, mm-hmm. Look at what Jesus did when he was in the wilderness. He used scripture. His foundation was the Word of God. He quoted the Old Testament. He was Christ himself. The Jews, they read the Psalms for exorcisms. There were a total of four Psalms that were bundled together in the Dead Sea Scrolls that were considered the Psalms of exorcism. Okay, Psalm 91 was one of those Psalms. Jesus quotes Psalm 91 to the serpent, to the devil in the wilderness. Using the Word of God, using the name of Jesus, this is how you defeat our spiritual enemies. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Okay, we have to use arguments. We have to use scripture. We have to use the Spirit of God. Like, all of these things are the blueprints for winning your spiritual battle. This is no different.
Folks, you've been listening to Tyler Gilruth about his book, The Liberty Code. You can get a copy at swrc.com, swrc.com, or by calling 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. Tyler, how can folks get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page. That is my author page. It is Tyler Gilruth, Investigative Theologian. You can contact me on there or just interact with my page and my content.
Tyler, it's been a pleasure speaking with you these last 2 days on this important topic of churches being prepared for the coming disclosure. Thank you so much for joining us, Tyler.
Absolutely. Thank you, Micah.
The Liberty Code uncovers the shocking connections between America's founding fathers and the mysteries of alien life. In this groundbreaking work, investigative theologian Tyler Gilruth unearths new historical evidence that early presidents like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson knew far more about UFOs and extraterrestrial intelligence than we've been told. As government whistleblowers testify before Congress about crashed UFOs and reverse-engineered non-human technology, the urgency of uncovering what these patriots knew intensifies by the day. The Liberty Code equips you with the historical facts and biblical context needed to answer the profound questions, ensuring that faith, not fear, leads you through the defining crisis of our time. Order your copy of The Liberty Code by Tyler Gilruth today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. The Liberty Code, how the founders' secret writings expose the UFO agenda and the coming alien crisis. 1-800-652-1144. Here's Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill and Staff Evangelist Josh Davis.
God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. How often have you heard that said on the airwaves as this is brought to you monthly? When we get together monthly, we get to talk about the things that God has been doing. And God isn't just doing things once a month. God's doing things every day, every hour, every minute. God is at work. And the question is, are His people at work as well? I hope we are. I hope you are, and I am, and that we're doing what we're told to do, which is to be active for the Lord and to be doing the work that God has told us to do. May that be the case. We want to give you an update here on this portion of our program, of the program that we like to bring it to you as the ministry shows what it is doing for the cause of Christ. Josh, you're here. I'm here. Kenneth Hill is here. I am so happy that you've invited me to join with you. Here we are coming at the end of the month, and we've got lots of things to talk about. Tell me what God's been doing.
Yes, it's been a month of challenges and blessings, Dr. Hill, and that's the best way that I can describe it. To some people who follow us and who receive our emails and things like that, who receive our monthly mail, know the challenges this ministry has faced this month with their giving shortfalls and the tough choices that the ministry has had to make as a result of those kinds of things.
And so it is. And Josh, thank you for allowing me to be here today, just remembering to ask God to serve his people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Hill. And yes, we are very grateful for our friends who listen to the Watchmen on the Wall program, who join us every single day in this radio effort, and who partner with us in prayer. And we just are encouraging people to respond with financial giving so that we can continue. You know, we've had to cut back some radio stations. We've had to make some difficult decisions, and we don't want to make further cuts because every single cut represents a person that's not listening to the good news that this ministry provides, being equipped with the knowledge, with the information, the good news of the gospel that goes forth over the airwaves. And so we don't want to make those cuts because we know that that really impacts the ministry that we do. And so we are just praying that God would allow us to be sustained and to go forward with his truth as far and as wide as we possibly can. And Dr. Hill, thank you for your role in the ministry. I know that's a vital role that you play as president of SWRC, and so glad that we could have this time together today.
I thank you for the opportunity, and I praise God for what he's doing for Southwest Radio Church.
When you join hands with Southwest Radio Ministries, you are ministering to thousands by providing accurate biblical teaching and gospel resources. You enable us to continue our ministry to inmates and to people who desperately need prayer. Our staff knows that God has called us to this ministry. We believe God is about to do something big through Southwest Radio. The signs of his providential works are all around us. We're walking by faith through this current financial battle. We realize there's a spiritual component to the battle. The spiritual forces of evil hate what Southwest Radio Ministries is doing. They hate that we took a major step of faith in bringing back the Prophecy in the News television show this summer. They hate that the staff gives every drop of energy they have to promote God's truth. They hate that this ministry is creating more content than it has in years. They hate that an army of Watchmen on the Wall is rising around the world, standing fearlessly upon God's word. Would you stand with us in this fight with a gift today? Please call right now and show your support. 1-800-652-1144. You can also give at our website, swrc.com. Please, friends, don't wait. We need to hear from you today. 1-800-652-1144. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries, and we're here because of you. Please visit swrc.com.